Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. Murder in the Morning
from the Hidden Killers Podcast. It's time once again for more exciting readings of the adventures of James and Elena. The writings of the prophet Chad Daybell. Sit back, grab a cognac, and prepare to be enthralled. Would you like to start with the chapter two here?
Oh, yes, I would.
Okay, I'll let you begin our journey into the world of James and Elena. These are the texts between Chad and Lori Vallow.
James sadly walked to his car. Remember, he had just taken some tables upstairs. He had just taken some boxes.
Oh, yeah,
sold a bunch of books.
The cliffhanger of chapter one, yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to refresh your memory. James sadly walked to his car after watching Elena disappear down the hallway, but he couldn't deny their connection and his absolute attraction to her. She still seemed way out of his league, but he nervously sent her a text before driving to his hotel. A minute passed, then two, without a response.
No response.
He kicked himself for ever thinking that he ever had a chance with her.
Ow.
And then his phone buzzed.
It's like we have Barry
Elena
White.
Elena had texted here. Back. Ooh. What?
Like we have Barry
White over here, you know, kind of giving a little context or a little color to the continue on.
It almost sounds demonic.
It does.
Yeah.
Elena had texted back. His heart soared, and over the next few hours, they texted back and forth dozens of times. Ooh. He knew she was staying at home in, is it Tokerville?
Tokerville.
Yes, so. Wow. And he desperately wanted to drive there and whisk her back to the hotel for a night of reconnection and romance. He twice got redressed during the night to go see her, but the spirit gently said, "Have patience. Everything will work out as it's supposed to.
Just chill."
They finally stopped texting her. They finally stopped texting around 4 a.m., and when he closed his eyes to sleep, he was taken again to their previous life together. Their intense passion of their lovemaking was a sight to behold. He knew it would be difficult, but he could be patient if it meant he could experience that type of love just once in his life. As he lay in that hotel bed, it was as though her spirit had joined him. They wrapped around each other and kissed gently, then intensely, and the emotions they shared were not of this world.
Different planet. Want to see if I can make this not quite as Here we go. Let's do this.
Take it down a notch.
Here we go. How about that? This is a little bit better. This is not as satanic sounding.
Okay, here we go.
Well, they are satanic.
But we'll make it a little less. Okay, so they got the hotel bed.
Yeah.
Okay. James woke up in the hotel room feeling happier than he had in his entire life. It felt like he and Elena had fit together perfectly in every way. He rolled over to kiss her, but then reality struck. She was actually more than 20 miles away in Tokerville with her Arizona friends. He texted her, and she quickly responded. He deeply regretted not going to be with her right the night before. It was as if he already knew the taste of her lips, and his hands knew every curve of her body. He knew his dreams were somehow real, and that they were actually traveling to each other in a higher dimension. He hungered for her in ways he didn't think were possible. The voice was right. Elena was going to change his life forever. He packed his suitcase and began driving north on the freeway. As each mile passed, James could feel Elena's spirit beckoning for him to join her. As he approached the Tokerville exit, it took every ounce of willpower to keep him driving on the freeway. His attraction to her was beyond magnetic. He felt their souls were two halves of an eternal union. Tears filled his eyes as he passed the freeway exit. He desperately yearned to embrace her and tell her he deeply loved her, as crazy as that sounded. But he knew he'd be seeing her 3 weeks later at a conference in Arizona. It seemed like an eternity away, but he sensed it would be a very significant weekend for them. He already was crazy about her, and his feelings of admiration and affection for her would only grow more intense and wonderful. During his long drive home, James was able to text back and forth with Elena, and it was clear they were extremely compatible and shared the same interests. It felt like talking to a long-distance best friend. When he arrived home, he searched the internet for anything about her, but there was nothing. She was a fascinating mystery that he wanted to spend the rest of eternity with. At the end of his drive, she suggested that they talk on the phone the next day. He was thrilled, and the thought of hearing her voice again. He was falling more madly in love by the minute. When James heard her voice that Monday morning, the euphoria he had felt Saturday came rushing back strongly. They talked for 2 hours, but it seemed to be only minutes. He was obsessed with her and couldn't get enough. Okay, your turn.
All right. During their first phone conversation with Elena, James realized she already had a strong understanding of the many of the truths that he had been taught regarding how the universe really worked. The lounge fire and obsession with each other. Lounge fire. Wasn't it loin?
Lounge fire.
Wasn't it loin?
It was loin, yeah. But no, it's lounge fire, yeah.
God. All right, let me start that one over. The lounge fire and obsession with each other had no real explanation unless they truly had a spiritual connection before this life. He was able to help clarify many of the promptings and impressions that she had felt in recent years. She knew she had lived on Earth before, and James was able to clarify when. They had been married before on this Earth and other times on a previous Earth.
Ooh.
Their love truly spanned the universe in eons of time. He says, knew the Lord. I'm assuming they knew the Lord.
Duh.
Had brought them together again for a crucial mission that only they could accomplish as a united couple. During the next week, they spoke every day for at least an hour, but often longer. They hungered to know everything about each other. This was a new experience for James to open up and share the true feelings of his heart. But he knew he could trust her completely. The bond between them was intense, and only the vast distance between them kept their passion for each other from roaring into a blazing inferno.
Inferno.
She quickly became his best friend, or better said, two best friends had reunited, and their prior love was now ignited again. Wonderful, heavenly way. As November began, James and Elena had talked on the phone every day since last seeing each other. He was extremely impressed with her intelligence, personality, and subtle humor that made him laugh more than he had in his lifetime. Which lifetime, dude? Be more specific. She was a complete delight to talk to, and the highlight of his day was when he could hear her magical voice. It was so familiar to him, and it actually healed and soothed his heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
You want me to continue?
Please.
Okay. They would both attend the same event in mid-November, and it seemed like that day would never arrive. Each day they opened their hearts to each other like a little more. James knew he could trust her with the mysteries of the universe that had been revealed to him. He knew they had been married before, but they had been close friends with the Savior when he lived in Jerusalem. James had served in an important position in the Lord's church. He was their accountant and worked in the back of them. That's not part of it. And Elena had been his beloved spouse and best friend. That relationship was now meant to continue in this lifetime. In Jerusalem, James and Elena had enjoyed tremendous intimacy. Their physical desire for each other was unmatched, and they were fortunate that they could be alone morning, noon, and night, and they seized every chance to passionately express their love to each other. They simply could not get enough, even after many years of marriage. Everyone knew they were crazy about each other, and they were a wonderful example of how spouses should cleave together in love and unity. James had visions of how they would happily and joyfully pleasure each other in this office. They had two favorite positions that particularly bonded them together. Nothing meant more to James than holding Elena in his arms and unifying their bodies in perfect synchronization. And there we go. I think we'll pause our reading right there, kids. So hopefully everybody had a great bedtime story and no one's too traumatized.
I am. I just flipped to the next page. Dear God, they get it on and they keep their clothes on. What is with these people? I'm sorry. I always look ahead to the end of the book.
Yeah.
I always do that. I always read like the last page just to see where we're going. They kept their clothes on.
Coming up next, it's going to be dry humping with James and Elena. So everyone get excited for that.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
From ESPN's 30 for 30 podcast, this is Murder at the U.
Did you say someone got shot?
November 2006, a college football star on his way to NFL dreams, gunned down in broad daylight.
His bone crying, and he said, "Coach, they killed him."
No weapon, missing witnesses, conflicting accounts, and for years, no arrest.
She insinuated that the Miami PD had done nothing, and it became a little bit more accusatory.
The case goes cold, rumors spread, and the truth gets buried. Until now.
His world had come crashing down. According to him, it was over.
The ending, something no one saw coming, because this story isn't over yet. From ESPN's 30 for 30 podcast, this is Murder at the U. Binge the full season right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.